This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, the left is even more dangerous than I had anticipated in the aftermath of Jeff Sessions resigning as the Attorney General. Of course, we knew he was going to go. That puts Whitaker in charge of as the acting Attorney General, which means it bypasses Rod Rosenstein, who is a deep state actor who has been covering up the crimes of the Democrat deep state, the James Comey criminals, the Peter Strzok, John Brennan, and the unconstitutional, illegal Robert Mueller investigation, which was launched based on an illegal act by James Comey, illegally leaking classified government information to his friend who pushed it to the media so that Robert Mueller could get appointed. The whole thing is a giant scam, and it's about to be uncovered, and the deep state is about to be exposed, and there are going to be mass indictments and mass arrests of deep state criminals. The left is absolutely desperate to stop this from happening, and so they have now unleashed protests, nationwide protests, in, what is it, 900 locations across America to protest Jeff Sessions resigning and Whitaker stepping in to take over the DOJ for some period of time. I think he's got up to 9 months to be the acting head of the DOJ before another attorney general is confirmed. But Rod Rosenstein is no longer in charge, so the left is going absolutely insane. And they are claiming, I mean, the insanity of these people. You know, I thought that after they won the House, that they might calm down a little bit because they're realizing that they've got some political power. It's not as much as they want, thank God, but they've got some. So they're part of the process. I thought, I had hoped, perhaps naively, I'd hoped that they would calm down and be a little more civil. But no, of course not. They're proving yet again why Democrats are not qualified to participate in civil society. The Democrats think that they get to run the DOJ, that Trump can't have his person run the DOJ. No, that's not allowed. Even though Trump is the president and he won the presidency fair and square, and the president gets to appoint the attorney general, the left says, nope. Unless they get to run it, the Democrats, they're going to take to the streets and protest and cause chaos nationwide. That's how insane they are at this point. They're totalitarians, just out of control, violent, lunatic mobs. And by the way, anybody out there who voted Democrat in the election, they voted for this kind of violent violence and lunacy. They voted for the violent mobs. There was an Antifa mob stalking the home of Tucker Carlson, a Fox News journalist. They were stalking his home. They were protesting outside his home. They doxed his home address, along with others like Sean Hannity and I think Laura Ingraham. And there was a mob outside his home saying, "We know where you sleep. We know where you live," basically death threatening the guy. These people are out of control. President Trump needs to declare Antifa to be a domestic terrorism group, for starters. That would be a great start right there. And then in addition to that, of course, Trump needs to go ahead and release those FISA documents. Release the declassified documents, unredacted, that will show the criminality of James Comey, Barack Obama, and the FISA court abuse. It's time. It's time to release those documents. So let's just hope that we see that happen. Trump needs to step up and get that done, or he will be destroyed. And by the way, this all means the protesting in 900 cities, I think it was, means the left is emboldened by their win in the House of Representatives. They're emboldened to commit more acts of violence and more insanity, more derangement. We're going to see this for the next 2 years. We're going to see escalating lunacy on the left. It's going to be a parade of radical socialism, even communism, on the left as these people use mob violence to demand control over every sector of society. They don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in elections. They don't believe in sharing power They believe in totalitarianism. They believe in using mob violence and threats, intimidation, death threats, anything to get their way, to gain their power. That's what the left believes. We're going to see that on display. It's already begun. And this is the real progressives on display. And they're a sad bunch of pathetic anti-American traitors, if you ask me. And this is probably, if this continues to escalate, this is what's going to lead to civil war, maybe martial law first. Let's see what happens with these protests. If they get out of control, then there's going to have to be a police response. And if the police get attacked, then you're going to have confrontations between law enforcement and Antifa mobs. And if the police get overrun, you're going to start to have an Oath Keepers response. And an Oath Keepers response is going to be very fatal for the Antifa traitors and terrorists. Let me just tell you. But this is how it escalates. And it has already begun. It's like, couldn't these people just be happy with their victory in the House? No. They want to rule America. They're not happy until they control everything. They're not happy until they absolutely murder their political enemies. And they mean literal murder. They want to murder Tucker Carlson. They want to murder President Trump. They're a lunatic mob. And Rachel Maddow of MSNBC is out there tweeting for this mob to go become more of a mob. She's out there essentially inciting mob violence and riots. Journo terrorism on display yet again. It's unreal. And CNN, what a pathetic, shameful display by Jim Acosta, who has had his press pass now taken from him by the White House. And of course, he's erupting like crazy. You know what? CNN shouldn't have a press pass anyway. They're not legitimate members of the media. CNN is a radical left-wing activist organization. They're a propaganda branch of the DNC. They're not a news organization. They're not protected by the First Amendment when they promote terrorism and violence, which is what they're doing when they promote Antifa. That's not protected by the First Amendment. That's not a legitimate role of a free press to promote terrorism and to promote treason. That's what CNN does every single day. CNN needs to be stopped and dismantled. I'm releasing a 20-point program in the next few days. Well, I guess just kind of a checklist. 20 things that we need to do to take back America and fight against these insane left-wing mobs. And the first item on that list, fire Jeff Sessions or get him to resign, has already been achieved. So also on that list include things like release the declassified memos, the FBI documents that they've been hiding for the last 2 years. Declassify them and release them. The president can do that. He can demand it. It needs to be done. There are many other things on that list, including issuing arrest warrants, indictments for deep state traitors who are exposed in the documents. But this has to happen in a sequence. So first, you release the declassified documents. And then everybody knows who the traitors are because the names will be right there. Then you arrest those people. You indict and arrest those people. You prosecute those people or you get them to turn on their bosses. And you work your way up the chain until you get to Barack Obama and then you prosecute him for treason because that's exactly what he did. Multiple felony crimes committed by Barack Obama. And if this plays out correctly, Obama will go down, as well as Hillary Clinton, and that's what it's got to be. And the left is going to erupt into mass violence across all the streets, the cities of America. Just as I predicted, it's already starting to happen. There's going to be mass chaos, civil unrest, followed by a National Guard response and declared martial law in certain cities, just as I have, of course, described previously. So get ready. This is all coming. It's happening even faster than I anticipated. Stay tuned. Read my website, newstarget.com. And also, of course, watch videos every day at brighteon.com. We've got thousands of channels uploading videos every single day. Brighteon.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.